And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of May, 2011. The Works Progress Administration, created on this day, 1935, by Franklin D. Roosevelt, the biggest agency in the New Deal, employed about 8.5 million unemployed people, building roads and highways, repairing and constructing bridges, public buildings, parks, airport runways. It's the birthday of Orson Welles, born Kenosha, Wisconsin, 1915. At the age of 21, he was hired to direct a New York production of Macbeth. Went into radio, directed radio plays. It was his 1938 broadcast of War of the Worlds that made him internationally famous. 3 years later, Citizen Kane came out. He was the writer, producer, director, and the star of the movie. It didn't do great things at the box office, but now considered one of the greatest films in history. And then his career started to go south. He had a number of box office failures in the 40s, The Magnificent Ambersons, Journey into Fear, The Lady in Shanghai. Orson Welles, who said, "I started at the top and worked my way down." It's the birthday of Sigmund Freud, born in Freiburg, Moravia, now part of the Czech Republic, 1856. Lived in Vienna from the age of 4, then when the Germans occupied it, moved to London. Two of Freud's prize pupils, Alfred Adler and Carl Jung, broke with him. Adler believed that aggression rather than sex was the primary motivator of the human animal. Adler was the one who coined the term inferiority complex. Freud looked on Carl Jung as his natural successor, but Freud, who was an atheist, could not go along with Jung's focus on myth, mysticism, the collective unconscious. And it's the birthday of the novelist Gaston Leroux, born in Paris, 1868. He was a reporter and a theater critic, then took up fiction. He was fascinated with the Paris Opera House, which sits above a series of catacombs, jail cells, studied the blueprints of the building, knew it inside and out. And when a skeleton was discovered in the cellars, he began to write his novel of obsession and music, a Beauty and the Beast fable, The Phantom of the Opera, published in 1910, which is what we know him for in the English-speaking world, though Gaston Leroux did go on to cover the Russian Revolution and to write a whole series of detective novels. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips, In the Museum of Your Last Day. There is a coat on a coat hook in a hall, work gloves in the pockets, pliers and bent nails. There is a case of Quaker State for the Ford, two cans of spray paint in a crisp brown bag, a mug on a book by the hi-fi, a disc that starts on its own, Boccherini. There is a dent in the soap, the shape of your thumb, a swirl in the glass when it fogs, and a gray hair that twines through the tines of a little black comb. There is a watch laid smooth on a wallet, and pairs of your shoes everywhere. A phone no one answers. A note that says, Friday. Your voice on the tape, talking softly. In the Museum of Your Last Day, by Patrick Phillips, from his collection Chattahoochee, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.